Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Could the Chicago Bulls finally have a trade destination for their veteran point guard, Javon Carter, who is just disappointed since he's been on the team? We'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, Miles Bouzelis makes it clear that he's ready to take a step in year two. And apparently, the Bulls are looking at Noah Essengay, and they are seeing a lot of similarities between him and Miles Bouzelis' mindset. We're going to talk about all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go and get into this content for today, y'all. And we're going to start off with, listen, y'all know, one of my most hated Chicago Bulls players is Javon Carter. And part of that is because I actually did think Javon Carter was going to be able to come to this team and actually help this team out. And he's came over and been an absolute zero for this team. But the Bulls may have found a team that's desperate enough to take on Javon Carter's contract. And in exchange, the Bulls can get a decent big man and add more big man depth that kind of adds in more with the mold of big man that the Chicago Bulls do need. And it may have to part with a future asset to get it done. We'll talk about that here in a second. But according to Mark Stein, that the Chicago Bulls could slide in there and obtain Nick Richards from the Phoenix Suns, considering that this is a team that's added now to big man in Kaman Malawak and in Mark Williams. They also added Rashear Fleming in, who could end up being a center as well, but a power forward. And it seems like with the depth now there at the big man position kind of starting to fill out a little bit for that Phoenix Suns team, that there could be an opportunity for the Chicago Bulls to come in there and try to get Nick Richards off the hands of the Phoenix Suns in exchange for Javon Carter and a future second round pick is the thing there. Now, Nick Richards is a player that I'm not saying he's 27 years old. He'll be 28, I think, by the start of the season or shortly thereafter the start of the season. But that's where things come in at. I am in no way saying that Nick Richards is the future of the center position for the Chicago Bulls. And I also want to put in there is that while, you know, adding more big man depth, especially kind of more focused, defensive focus kind of big man, would definitely help the Chicago Bulls, we know that Billy Donovan does not play a lot of centers. We have Vooch on the roster still. We still got Zach Collins on the roster. And we still got Jalen Smith on the roster as well. Now, the question is, could maybe this be involved with Jalen Smith? I don't know if I would want to see that done. But then again, I have to admit this, is that Billy Donovan really hasn't used Jalen Smith all that much, right? Like, and maybe that could be something as well that you can work into this trade. Keep in mind, the Phoenix Suns still only have a little bit of wriggle room and really what they can do as far as, obtaining players. Right now, there's still $11 million over the second tax apron. So one of two things would have to happen. If this trade were to go down and include multiple players for the Chicago Bulls and Phoenix Suns, it would likely come after Bradley Beal buyout. Now, the fact that Javon Carter's contract is right around $6 million, Nick Richards' contract is right around $5 million. If that were to happen, that can definitely wiggle itself in there, and then the Bulls could find themselves, getting Nick Richards, who, like I said, would never try to push Nick Richards as some end-all, be-all. It fixes the future of the Chicago Bulls center rotation. It doesn't do that. What it does provide is a legitimate seven-footer who averaged almost a double-double last year. He started 43 games and only 22 minutes per game, 9 rebounds, 8.2 assists, 1 block per game as well that he was able to be there, and 59% shooting from the field. He doesn't stretch the floor. He's not a three-point shooter at all. He's not going to try to do any three-point shooting. He's going to come in there and do the type of old school dirty work at the big man position and add and provide some depth there. And so would that be kind of more depth that the Bulls would need, and maybe that Billy Donovan would play a little bit more than a Jalen Smith, who just seems like he didn't trust Jalen Smith, who is a pretty good three-point shooter as well in that. And so that offers another route. Now, Jalen Smith's contract is $9 million. So you can't do a Jalen Smith for Nick Richards swap straight up. So I doubt that's going to happen. That's where it gets to Javon Carter. Javon Carter's $6.8 million is still a little bit more than what Nick Richards makes. But if that Bradley Beal buyout happens, that's been rumored, and he gives up $14 million, that's where you could start finding your way in there if you're the Chicago Bulls and trade Javon Carter for Nick Richards. And like I said, I like Nick Richards' game. I think what he does in the framework of how he does it is really good. 22 minutes per game to get almost a double-double. That's really good production. Would he be able to keep that up if he's coming off the bench instead of starting, though? That's a question that you would have to ask yourself. But if Vooch is moved in another deal to where you don't get another center back, and maybe you get a contract that you're just immediately going to buy out, that could be an option in that as well. So it opens up a couple of opportunities for the Chicago Bulls if they want to get creative to get that done. This is the first really that we've heard that not only could the Bulls be interested in Nick Richards, but also is that it's something that could not cost a lot. Now, here's the thing I want to be clear here. If Nick Richards is moved and it's not going to cost a lot for Nick Richards, the Suns would, A, have to be willing to take a shot at Javon Carter to actually provide something to that team. He adds a little bit of money, but no future money to the Phoenix Suns, which I think is a really important thing in that area as well. And that is the kind of trade that I think would signify that the Bulls are trying to continue to add just some of the things that this version of the team is lacking if they were able to go out and get that done. But we shall see. Again, I'm not going to paint this as something that's for sure to happen. Doesn't even seem like talks have happened between the teams, but more so that this is something that it could happen, and it could make sense for both sides, as the Phoenix Suns have almost no actual point guard on their roster. So unless they are content with running Jalen Green and Javon and Devin Booker out there together, which we've heard could very well be possible, that's where you're kind of looking at with those type of things. So, you know, and I would say this, even if the Bulls did want to go after Nick Richards, they could buy out Javon Carter's contract and then absorb Nick Richards into one of their trade exceptions, which is a possibility there also. So we'll see. I think that Nick Richards could turn out to be an option that Billy Donovan could prefer over Jalen Smith. Would he pass up Zach Collins on the depth chart if you don't move Vooch? If you move Vooch, I could completely see you running with a lineup of Zach Collins and Nick Richards as your main centers. And maybe Jalen Smith just stays out of the rotation at that point. But, you know, that's something to look at. He is a player that can get up and down the floor in transition, which is good. He had really good athleticism. That's part of the reason why he was drafted in the 2020 draft in the second round, is because he is an explosive athlete. At 7 foot, 245 pounds, he has legit center size with the ability to get up and down the court a little bit. Not the most mobile big man, but he does have that. And the one thing that Nick Richards does do is that he dominates near the rim, because he is a very physical player near that rim. Like I said before, the Bulls can very well use that skill set on this roster. So could it be there? We shall see what happens. He's a solid rim runner, solid shot blocker per minute. Again, not the most amazing rim protector, but solid enough when he does those things. And I think with a defined role and defined opportunity, I think that he can help out the Chicago Bulls team personally. So let me know what you guys think down below. If the Bulls were to be a kind of more aggressive about going out there and getting a center that kind of fits the mold a little bit more of what you need with Josh Giddey, would you do that? Especially if it means only giving up Javon Carter and a future second round pick, would you be willing to do that to get a player like Nick Richards in here now? Or are you like me, where it sounds good, but I am a little bit worried about Billy Donovan and some of the reluctance that he's shown to go too deep into the center rotation consistently? And then at that point, what are you really benefiting from it? So those are the questions that would have to be asked there, and we shall see what the future does hold and what Billy Donovan and the Chicago Bulls do. Let me know what you guys think on that down below. Now, I want to get into kind of more realistic news and more things that we're going to see coming up here shortly. Modest Bouzelis was interviewed, and he talked a lot about what's coming into his second year. He also talked a little bit about Summer League, which we'll get into here in a second. But Modest Bouzelis said this about his rookie year. It was tough at first. It was tough at first not playing, gaining the trust of the coach. As the season moved forward, I gained the trust with Billy, and I earned the spot and stayed ready in practice. I stayed ready. I kept working. And once the opportunity opens, you have to be ready and you can't shy away. So it was tough at first, but when I started play, I had to figure out what I had to do on the court and an adjustment of playing more more physical guys, more elite players. So it was a blessing. It was fun. I'm looking forward to year two. And that's great to hear from Modest Bouzelis. You know, a lot of people, when you talk about Modest Bouzelis, you get one of two responses usually from Bulls fans. You get the Bulls fans that already look at it as what they see Modest can become. That's where you get some Bulls fans that talk about Modest as this. He's already ready to be a star in this league. He's not. He has a lot of growing that he has to do. Or you have the Bulls fans on the other side of this, right? The Bulls fans that, like, hey, we've seen some promising rookie years before, but that hasn't always turned out into what we needed to be, right? So you hear that side of it as well from Bulls fans that are like, hey, are we sure that this kid's going to take the leap that we need? And I understand both sides of it. I understand both thought processes behind it because I do think it's rooted in not only some reality, but also in just having a little more patience in regards to that because we've seen it before. We've seen it happen. We've been here is when teams or when the Chicago Bulls more specifically, you know, we've had a little bit of a promise, but then it doesn't end up paying out in the long run. Modest taking a step in year two. And I want to be clear. I am just talking about a reasonable step. I am in no way talking about he needs to all of a sudden become some 15, 16, 17 point.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
For game score, but I do think what you saw from him on the back end of the season, where it was almost 13 points per game, if you can refine that with just taking better shots or shooting more effectively and taking the same amount of shots and get that up to 14, right? And that, like, that shows the growth that you need for Modest Bouzelis. I love hearing that Modest has the mindset of he knows that coming into year two, it has to be a year of growth for him, and he has to show that right away. You now are coming into the season expected to be a starter. That's a completely different standpoint to be in, and really a different preparation level from going into a season where you were the rookie who everybody kind of looked at and was like, yeah, he's good, but we don't know if he's going to, like, how many minutes he's going to get. And Noah Essengay, in a way, finds himself in a similar situation, which we'll talk a little bit about that because it came out that the Bulls actually see a lot of Modest Bouzelis in Noah Essengay, which, you know, we haven't really seen him because we haven't seen him on the court. And in his interviews, he's a little bit more timid, but we'll get into that. Modest also chipped in with this. He said, getting stronger is definitely one of my goals. Getting stronger, just working on my three ball. I like to work on my overall game. Honestly, I feel like I can do everything on the court, so I don't limit myself. It's going to be exciting how I put everything together. That should be music to Bulls fans' ears because Modest Bouzelis does have a little bit of everything. We saw flashes of a little bit of everything. The thing that we did not see from Modest is put it all together consistently at the same time, whether it be through his execution or the lack of opportunity to do certain things. Billy Donovan didn't run a lot for him to create off the dribble for himself or to try to create for others. We saw flashes of it over like the last five games where Modest was able to do kind of more point four things in the half court, but it was still even then a small sample size. We knew that when we drafted Modest that you were potentially getting a multi-tool of a forward, right? And that's kind of where you want, and I've said this multiple times, that's really where the league is going now. It's going to the place of versatile forwards that can do a little bit of everything. And if you can get two of those guys, that's when, and maybe then one has more of an offensive strength, one has more of a defensive strength, but if you can get two of those forwards that are versatile, that can do a little bit of everything, offense, defense, that's where it gets special at. So when Modest says that he needs to get stronger, you're absolutely right, because we saw at times last year, despite him giving some effort, which that's always the thing I look at with more weak on-ball defenders is, are they at least giving the effort? If you're giving the effort, you can work on your strength. And that we saw that with Modest sometimes. It wasn't necessarily that he was out, he wasn't in the right position or he made the wrong read. It was that he just didn't have enough strength. Sometimes it also was the lateral quickness, which can be a bit of a problem on some of those quicker forwards for Modest Bouzelis. But I think with his length, he's going to learn how to overcome that at some point in time. And Modest just is a dog. And the fact that Modest puts in as much work and is as aware as what he is as his own shortcomings, that's something that should be, it should really be a wake-up call for a lot of Bulls fans, because guess what? We have not had a lot of that here in Chicago. We haven't had a lot of that. P. Will hasn't really worked on his flaws in years. And not to necessarily throw P. Will under the bus, but just to say, like, we're still waiting for P. Will to turn. Not waiting anymore. At this point, ain't nobody waiting, right? So that's what it comes down to. And if Modest makes that step next year, and again, I'm talking about a relative step. One thing with me and my brother Pat that we do over on Locked On Bulls, he kind of talks more about Modest as like getting somebody who goes up to 17 shots per game. I don't think that that's going to happen, not under Billy Donovan, not as for a team that is still trying to win and has veterans on the team. But I do think you're going to see Modest go up from around 9, 10 per game to about 12, maybe 13 shots per game, right, is where I think you can see. And if he can take a little bit of increase and increase the efficiency, that's where you're going to start getting a player that I feel can really start, rounding out his game and showing what he can be. But Modest can do a little bit of everything. He can pass. He can dribble. I think his dribble is one thing that, you know, it's easy to forget that he has until you go back and look at some of his tape, even before going into coming into the NBA, because he does have that ability to create off the dribble. Now, he didn't get a lot of opportunity to do that, and I understand that. That's not me throwing shade at Billy Donovan for that, because I think with a young rookie, I can understand when you have guards like Kobe, guards like Josh Giddey, why you don't want a rookie out there creating a lot for themselves while they're still trying to find their way and their path in the NBA. But I think that's going to be up for Modest to really show in training camp how he's grown, what he's brought to this team. And then if Modest can take that step, that's going to be fun to see. Now, the thing that's kind of more interesting, well, not more interesting, but that's also interesting, is that Modest Bouzelis said that what Bulls fans are going to get to see in the first summer league game is what everybody's talking about. They're going to see a lot of Modest Bouzelis together and Noah Essigne. Both of the guys talked about it. Noah Essigne said this: "We have the same goal to be better every day. He plays a little bit like me and got already 1 year experience, and I think he played really good. That's just helped me to have a role model on the court." And Modest Bouzelis said this: "I feel like defensively we're going to be a problem, right?" And that's what you want to see. I get it. As Bulls fans, as a fan of any team, you want to see your team make moves that's going to make you win now. And the Bulls didn't necessarily do that on paper. They went with the longer term thing. But hearing Noah and Modest Bouzelis throughout the summer league training camp that they've gone through together are already looking at what they can be together, I think says a lot about the future for the Bulls. Those are the two guys that you really want to look at right now and that you want to be seeing them take steps up to be the new guys and to be a pairing. The Bulls really haven't had a pairing that is fit together naturally in quite a while. DeMar and Zach were able to do it. They were able to balance it out, right? Kobe and Josh Giddey, where they were able to figure it out as the season went on. We'll see if they can build off that chemistry heading into year two together. But Noah Essigne and Matas Buzelis already have a little bit of that that's evident, that you can just see in the way that they play the game of basketball, that how they can fit together if they were the three, if they were the four together. They still need to have some refinement and make that easier, and that's why you're probably not going to see that a lot in year one together. But as going forward, you may have that duo that you can start building some things around. Now, this one also comes out for Casey Johnson in regards to Matas Buzelis. And Casey Johnson says that the Chicago Bulls internally, that they knew that they were getting a good kid. But the way that they've seen him already in the building, the way that he's carried himself with maturity, the way that he asks questions, and the way that he wants to put in the work, that it's already put himself in a position where the Bulls are looking at and saying, this feels a lot like how Matas was coming into the Chicago Bulls his rookie year. And so while people are looking at Matas to have a breakout season in year two, we'll see if that ends up happening. It seems like the Bulls have already, at least internally, have now got somebody that seems to be, that is taking that same path as Matas Buzelis and Noah Essanay. Now, we'll see if Noah can get out on the basketball court. He's 18 years old. He's even more raw than what Matas Buzelis was his rookie year. But I think the thing that you want to look at when you say all this is the fact that these guys are still working it out. And what Noah has defensively is where Matas lacked his year, his rookie year. Noah is going to be more rough around the edges offensively. Matas Buzelis was kind of more ready to go, even though he still was rough offensively as well. But now having Noah Essanay in a spot where defense, and the thing that I always look at with defensive-focused players is that they have an easier path to get over that learning curve. They're still going to get cooked. Noah Essanay is going to have a game in his rookie year where he gets absolutely destroyed. And I already know Bulls fans are going to be ready at that point in time. Oh, my God, this guy was supposed to be a defender, because that's what we do as Bulls fans. That's what happens. You know, and it is what it is there. But Noah's defense for a team that is lacking defense and lacking point-of-attack defenders, lacking versatile switchable defenders, that may give Noah Essanay a path. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to be in there day one like Ayo Dosunmu was. I'm not saying that he's even going to be in the rotation maybe for the first month of the season. But if the Bulls find themselves in a position again like they were last year where rim protection and paint defense are a problem, even with Noah Essanay needing to put on weight, his tenacity, his shot blocking ability, his ability to switch could put him in a position where he could get on the court a little bit earlier than people are expecting. But we're hearing all the right things right now. Smart decision making is stuff that's coming down to him. Apparently, they feel very confident on his ability to bulk up as well with what he's already shown in his workouts down there. And I guess talking to a nutritionist probably as well, because I doubt AK's like, yeah, you can put on some weight. So we'll see. And again, I don't want to hype it up until we see it. I'm taking much the same approach that I'm taking with the Chicago Bears. It's great. I'm excited about it. But I'm not going to turn my excitement into expectation until we see a little bit of it in reality on the basketball court. And let's hope that we see that sooner rather than later. But you guys can let me know how you feel on all of that down below. Noah Essanay and Matas Buzelis, is this going to be the duo that we look at in 2-3 years? And we're like, hey, we got us something to build around. Could be. Let's hope that it is. Let me know your guys' thoughts down below. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. BullCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.